Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome along to the Continue Club and another edition of Retro Press X to Continue. This is the place where we relive the first iteration of your favourite games podcast by bringing you some of our original episodes, but we're bringing them to new platforms for the first time ever, like this one. Could be Spotify, could be Apple, could be somewhere else, but it's a new platform and you're listening to it for the first time ever. Now this episode, we're taking you to May 2022. This was a time, if you remember, that Olivia Rodrigo, Drake, Taylor Swift and BTS were dominating music. Top Gun Maverick was in the cinema. Top Gun Maverick was. And it was also the year where, with the war in Ukraine ongoing and dominating the news agenda at the time, Sweden formally announced that it was going to join NATO after 200 years of neutrality. So lots going on in the world at that time. On the podcast, we had some content creators on with us to have a really fascinating conversation about the Netflixification, it's a long word, the Netflixification of gaming. So Sunpai and Mr. Midas joined myself and Shay to talk through that very phenomenon. Now, Sun, we've talked a lot about Elden Ring on the podcast because obviously it's been the sort of the big release of the year. And then I was catching up with Sun's socials, kind of who she was going to be on and, you know, see what she's been up to. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Sun looks like she's in Elden Ring because you were sort of on top of a mountain recreating your favourite moments from Elden Ring in IRL.
This is where I should do a reenactment
of Elden Ring because it's just the perfect... just the perfect scene, really, isn't it?
So about that, I didn't actually mean to do that. I was on a hike and I stumbled upon this Elden Ringy kind of area. I was playing so much the game, I was like, oh, okay, well, I should do an Elden Ring skit and actually be good at the game, because the only way I'm going to be good at the game is when I'm pretending to be in real life. So that happened. And yeah, it was great. I probably, if I can do it again and find another area, I probably will.
Then I'd come back. I'd come back stronger. I'd come back wiser. I'd kill them because I would have leveled up.
Let's get into the news, right? Because we've had some, Shay, potentially monumental news for you horror fans out there. The gaming classic Silent Hill, the survival horror genre sort of stalwart from the early 2000s. Is it coming back?
No, we've been down this road before with PT, like, and the hype we had and then the inevitable disappointment. Don't want to be there again.
There have been rumours of a remake of Silent Hills for years. PT that Shay was talking about was a Hideo Kojima inspired demo that we had in 2014. That was terrifying, frankly.
So good.
Who made fog so terrifying? It was really scary. And we've had some rumours, we've had some leaks, Midas, haven't we? Some images have popped up online to suggest that Silent Hill, after, oh, it must be 10 years, 2012, I think was the last one, nearly 10 years away, could be coming back.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out. I was much more a Resident Evil gamer. The first time I played Silent Hill, I thought it was a fog walking simulator. I was like,
fog is scary. The fog is scary.
I'm like, why am I just walking into fog? I couldn't get it, but I'm really excited to see what they did, especially with how scary PT was, because that, woo!
Yeah, I'm just shivering up my spine already, Son. Are you excited about this?
I'm a huge Resi fan, but I'm more excited for the fans of Silent Hill because I know it has such a big cult following. So I'm excited to jump on and play. I love horror games. So I'm kind of following the masses. I'm a follower in this sense, but I'm excited.
Yeah, what was interesting is a lot of the pictures that were leaked online have now been taken down. But one of them was terrifying, wasn't it? It had like post-it notes on the wall and a character in the shade with some sort of fungally foamy stuff coming out of their head.
Nasty.
Yeah, very nasty. And so, you know, if those leaks are right, and we might find out more because we've got loads of games announcements coming at the start of June. We might find out more then. Who knows? But we've been down this road before and horror fans have been let down before. So we'll have to wait and see if it actually comes to fruition. Moving seamlessly from Kojima to Kojima. More news with him in it because they've leaked by mistake, Norman Reedus off of The Walking Dead is the main actor in Death Stranding 1, has leaked Midas that he's working on Death Stranding 2. There's a marketing person somewhere tearing their hair out, being like, we had a plan, Norman, what are you doing?
It's hilarious. Do you know what? I love Norman. I love Walking Dead. But I hated Death Stranding. Why do I want to play the game as a Herm's delivery driver?
Yeah.
Like, come on. We all hate Herm's. Why am I playing the game of it?
I think Herm's aren't here to defend themselves, but I think they've even changed their name recently.
They have. Every...
Yeah.
Have they?
Son, you were nodding your head vociferously there.
It's just so boring. Like, it's just a boring game. I tried to play 2 hours of it and I thought, sorry, it's not sucking me in. I can't play it. Didn't give it a chance, did I, really?
Me and Shay, we really liked it, didn't we, Shay?
Yeah. It's like, I really liked the walking and the delivering. Like, it was, I got the vision. What I don't like are those very long and obnoxious cutscenes. Get rid of that. The next game will be perfect.
I fell for it, I have to say. Because I will say, what Kojima makes games, the walking is the game.
Yes!
That's the point of the game. As soon as you start thinking, is the bit where you shoot is the game. No, that's not the game. The game is the walking. It's a bit baggy in places, don't get me wrong. But I wonder whether some of those issues in the first one can be sorted for Death Stranding 2. Is Norman Reedus the most famous gamer in the world?
I think there's other candidates.
Do you see what I did here?
I was very impressed.
That is a transition. Ain't that man a prize?
Thank you very much.
Very soft applause.
Thank you very much. Well done, listeners don't know what we're talking about, because our next section is all about Elon Musk, because he tweeted this a few days ago. You obviously saw your video, son.
Yeah, exactly.
He tweeted, Elden Ring, experienced in its entirety, is the most beautiful art I have ever seen. Is he the most famous gamer in the world then?
He may be the most famous and obnoxious gamer ever. To be honest with you, I bet he's not even a gamer. He just saw Sun's video and he was like, let me jump on this hype.
Because it is, he has been putting screenshots and stuff up, so he's seemingly getting into the vibe. But it's probably, you know, one of the most richest men in the world, one of the most famous men talked about men at the moment. But there are plenty of celeb gamers out there. I'm going to say that Usain Bolt, not just because he came on this podcast and told us that he won an Olympic medal because of Mario Kart, but I'm going to say, you can go back and listen to it. I'm going to say he's the most famous gamer in the world, actually.
I think... Ariana Grande, because she just spends her free time playing Sackboy.
I didn't know Ariana Grande was a gamer.
Yes, I didn't. And also Christina Aguilera, apparently, because she's in all of the Nintendo ads. And I'm like, is she a gamer or is she just in the ads?
Yeah, I wonder how much that contract is. Let's know. What do you think, Midas? Yeah. Who's the world's most famous gamer?
I don't want to talk about the world's famous gamer. I want to talk about the best first trap gamer ever to exist in the planet. We're talking about Henry Cavill.
Yes,
he was up there building his PC, no top on. Yeah, me muscles glistening, and I was just like in awe. He made me get a PC.
Yeah. We've got loads of sports with Steph Curry of the NBA, Neymar, Drake, of course.
Big gamer. With Ninja. I have a very good choice. I mean, A-list actress, absolute icon, Jamie Lee Curtis. Play Street Fighter 2, icon.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a Street Fighter.
Yeah, she plays Cammy in Street Fighter. She's amazing.
Also, I've just done my personal cardinal sin. Actually, I'd like to apologise to myself and to all of us and to the listener. Is I don't like the term gamer. Don't like it. I'm not a sporter because I watch sport. I'm not a movier because I watch movies. I'm not a filmer because I watch films. I just play games.
You're ruining the term gamer.
I know. I don't like it. I'm going to stop using it.
Yeah, anyway, it's
okay, let's move on then. We know times are a bit tough at the moment for lots of us right now when it comes to cash. We're living in a cost of living crisis. You don't have to watch the news every day to know that things are tricky. Things are getting much more expensive to live. Gas prices are going up. Food's going up, all sorts of stuff are rising. And so we thought now's a good time to have a conversation about all the different gaming options out there when it comes to accessing games and what you're getting your best bang for your buck is. Especially because at the same time, games companies are pivoting away, aren't they, from one-off releases. So we've got Xbox Game Pass, PlayStation's new PlayStation Plus, was PlayStation Now or is PlayStation Now? So many names as well. So many names we've got to get used to. So switch on a little bit for this bit. So you've got the Xbox Game Pass, PlayStation Plus and Nintendo Switch Online. We're going to talk about them and figure out what we think is the best value for money or what they're offering that others aren't. And also, let's have a bigger picture look, because basically, is this how games are going? So we're calling it the Netflixification of gaming.
Nailed
it. Can you do that again?
Yes!
I bet you can't do it twice.
Netflixification of gaming.
Okay.
Because basically, what Game Pass was a couple of years ago, it was the first one to really do this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't have a Game Pass subscription, basically, it's like Netflix. You pay a monthly subscription, and we'll go into exactly how much each one costs in a sec. And for that, you have access to a bunch of games, and you can play them whenever you want. PlayStation are now trying to introduce something similar. And Nintendo have got their own version that we'll talk about. Broadly speaking, Midas, are you on board with this idea that games companies are moving away from one-off releases that you spend £50 on, or less, depending on the game, and paying monthly subscriptions to access games? Are you for that, or are you against it?
So I'm more than... I think they both can work in tangent at the same time. Like, I still love to get my physical releases. I buy them. But I think the whole Netflix approach to gaming is really important. Like, I remember when Xbox first released the Series S and Series X, and I was lucky enough to get one, and they asked me which version I'd like. And I said I wanted the S because I wanted to review a cheaper option, because I didn't really grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I think having that kind of Xbox Game Pass, Netflix, that allowed him to have a wide range of games is incredible.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'll always wave the flag for.
Do you think that this move towards a sort of streaming approach is inevitable, and this is the future?
It's a double-edged sword, right? Because it is good. It kind of is necessary to make sure that as many people as possible can play as many games as possible, like, all the time. But losing that kind of sense of ownership, I think, is a shame. Because I do like, even whether it's physical or digital, I do like owning my own games. And when you have a subscription service, you don't really have that element of it.
Yeah.
So
we could also call it the Spotifyification of gaming, son, couldn't we? We could do that. Do you like the idea you can access as many games as you want for a monthly subscription, or like share? Do you like having your own copy of stuff?
For the affordability, it's amazing. Anyone can pick up their console and have so many different games. You don't have to spend £50 each time on the game. Games are getting more pricey. Some games are about £80 now, which a lot of people can't afford that. But for me, having all those games there, I can't choose. I'm sat there like, do I play this game or do I play this game? I have no idea what I'm going to choose. And I'll play one game for 5 minutes and be like, oh, I should have played this game. So it's that, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. What do I do?
Yeah,
Which one do I play?
I have choice anxiety as well. And that is, you know, and sometimes you start something and it doesn't quite grip you, then you move on to something else and then you never actually get your teeth into something. But
exactly.
let's look at the affordability of it then. So for the Game Pass Ultimate, which is the top level Xbox Game Pass you can have, allows you to play games online, gives you access to 454 console games and EA games as well. That is £11 a month. So you're talking just over £100 odd a year. Now that's probably the same as what two brand new big releases that, like Sun says, £50. If you want to buy the edition with all the different downloads, some of them are £70, some of them aren't they? And then the PlayStation Plus, which is their sort of answer to that is coming in June time in the UK, their premium option, which will have access to about 400 PS4 games, over 300 older titles as well, but no new games. And we'll talk about exactly what's offered in a sec. But in terms of price, that's £14 a month. Is that actually value for money, Midas? Because you're paying for something that you might not necessarily use all that much. Whereas if you're on still, you still can go to secondhand stores and pick up older games for dead cheap for a couple of quid. So actually, is the value for money thing, is that a bit of a misnomer?
I think the reason why PlayStation are able to sell it as value for money, because you're also paying to play online. Because back in the days, no one had to play to pay online, but that is the main part of the service you're playing for. These extra games are just an added bonus for you to play online. So that's kind of the sneaky way that they're kind of going about it.
If you want to play online, you have to pay something anyway. So like on the Xbox, Xbox Live is £7. Anyway,
yeah,
and you're just getting online access and two games a month. That, well, you might as well pay the extra £4, right?
Exactly. That's sort of how they sell it, which I can kind of see the plus, like where you're like, okay, I have this bigger back catalogue anyway. I can like dip in and out of these. But yeah, I mean, I go through phases where I like deactivate my game pass and then reactivate it just because sometimes the library isn't what I want.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Son, you talked about choice anxiety there. And I you are speaking to me there, right? You just drown in games. That's not good then for smaller games to get at. Because the idea is people think, right, I'm a small game developer. I've got my game on Game Pass. Brilliant. It means that loads of people have got it. They're going to look through and find my game and play it. But actually, do you end up just getting drawn to the ones that you always play anyway, even though they're there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this is the thing with the value for money thing. With my Nintendo online pass, I don't really touch it because I'm drawn to the games that I've already downloaded and played. And I've got this thing where I feel like I've got to I'm playing Pokemon at the minute and I want to finish it before I go on to any other game. And I'm not really big on multiplayer myself massively. So I don't actually feel myself always using the online subscriptions.
Yeah.
I still have them just in case because they are good. But I know that sometimes I am wasting some money.
Yeah. I'm talking just on Nintendo. Nintendo's offering basically gives you access to online play. And if you go for the expansion pack, it's £34 a year, which is cheap. You know, compared. And that gives you access to N64 games and some old Sega titles and some old SNES games as well.
Yeah.
I mean, £34 is obviously a lot of cash, but compared to what you're paying for Game Pass and PlayStation is a bit cheaper.
It also gives you like DLC as well. So with Animal Crossing, the DLC alone is £24. But if you've got the online subscription, it comes with it. So again, you're not having to pay for like the big DLCs and the big games, which is, I think, is pretty awesome.
I think what's really important as well for developers is if a developer partners up with a Game Pass, they're getting paid. So like a small indie dev who might worry about getting recognized, actually earning money, they know if they put their game on Game Pass, Xbox are going to give them a certain amount of money and games blow up.
So the difference between a lot of the offerings, so Nintendo, it just lets you go online, gives you some access to older titles. PlayStation are getting involved in this because up until now, they've had an offering where you basically could get a couple of games for free a month, but you were online and the Game Pass was basically the Netflix as it was. PlayStation also are joining in then in June, going properly for it, Shay. But interestingly, they won't have new titles on their offering, will they? You'll still have to buy the brand new PS4 exclusives. Different to what Xbox are doing is they're giving you the lot for free. They've gone full in on this idea, haven't they?
Yeah, which is like a huge plus. It was like the thing that made Game Pass sort of stand out initially. But like, to, you know, kind of defend Sony a little bit, is their back catalogue is really impressive and people for years have wanted to be able to play stuff on the new gen consoles. So it sort of answers that question. It's a trade-off. I mean, you have to decide whether or not that works for you, but it does for me.
One thing about these online stores that it does offer people, so we've talked about, you know, perhaps there's value for money to be had there compared to having to spend 50, 60 quid on big new releases. And I do have choice anxiety like Sun, but sometimes you stumble upon a gem and it's like, oh, I wouldn't have bought that. So has that happened to you, Midas? Have you stumbled upon something? Fall Guys is a good example, maybe.
Yeah, like I said to you, I've just become a PC owner, got my Cyberpower gaming PC, and I went on to Game Pass. I don't use it very often. I was blowing my mind how many PC games, and I was like, do you know what? Something I've always wanted to play, Wolfenstein. Never played it, never thought of purchasing it. Let me download it. I was like, this is amazing. So I think that's something that you'll never get, because I don't feel like we are like when we were kids. When we were kids, we'd go into a store, we'd look at the back of the case. If it looks cool, we'll buy it. Where now, I'm not buying a game unless I've heard about it, I know about it, I know it's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Have you stumbled upon something, Shay?
Actually, I had a similar thing. I let Wolfenstein sort of pass me by, but then scrolling on Game Pass, I was like, you know what, I've got it, like it's there, it's part of the library, I don't have to pay extra for it, let me just give it a go. And actually I had a really good time with it. So
when your choice anxiety isn't getting the better of you, Son, have you found something that you've stumbled upon you love?
So my Twitch chat were telling me to play, I think it was 12 Minute Room.
Did you like it? Because I wasn't fussed with it.
I loved it. For the first 5 minutes, you know what it was? It kept my brain just going and going. So at the end of the day, I was like heavily like, yes, but I wouldn't have bought that. There was no way that I would have seen a game called 12 Minute Room with zero hype just yet and thought, I'm going to buy that. It doesn't work. So say if I like a game so much, because it disappears, doesn't it? I think after a few months it disappears, I'm going to go and buy it.
Yeah, you end up spending that cash anyway. What I'm finding interesting about this is whether or not it changes how games are made, because you really need to grab people in the first 10 minutes now. Like Netflix series, you know, if you, how many times have we, or Spotify, if I start listening an album, I'm not digging it, I'm on to the next one. Yeah. Or I'm on a shared playlist or whatever, so I'm listening to not one artist all the time. Same as Netflix, if it hasn't grabbed me in the first 5 minutes, I'm on to something else. That's not necessarily, I think, the best way of consuming sort of stuff like this. So do you think the games are going to have to change? That first 10 minutes, they've got to grab you. They've got to show you something really exciting rather than building it up, taking its time, sucking you in slowly, you know? And that's something I'm a bit worried about that.
Yeah, 100%. I watch a lot of anime and people be like, oh, watch this series, it gets good after episode 157. I'm like, do you think I can watch 157 episodes of something I don't like? But with the PlayStation Plus, the highest premium, I don't know what it's called because the names are trash.
The names are awful.
Yeah, the names are trash. They've got demos, which is really important. So like, I used to love old school demos, especially like on the PS1, mm-hmm. being able to put a demo in and kind of get in. And I think that's going to be really interesting, especially for someone like me who I kind of stick to the same kind of genres. I don't really, like I was saying to you, the first time I played a strategy game was Mario plus Rabbids. I didn't even think I would like strategy before that. If that had a demo, I would have been writing, take my money.
Now he's playing XCOM, he's absolutely loving it. You know, all the big strategy games. In terms of value for money then, which of the three, so you've got Nintendo's at £34 a year for your expansion pack, and then you've got £14 a month for the PlayStation Plus Premium. I think I've got the name right. And then the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is at the moment £11 a month, but that sort of fluctuates. Sometimes it's a bit more. Which one of them do you think, I'll start with you, Sen, gives you the best value for money?
For me, it will fluctuate. So sometimes I get heavily invested in my Nintendo Switch. So I know that I'm going to play a lot of N64. But then in like a few months' time, I'll probably go to Games Pass, sit on my PC and play all those games. So for me, it fluctuates. I've not fully got into using any of the play, even before they had the new options, any of the PS5 subscriptions, anything like that yet. So I'm still waiting for that one. But I guess for me at the minute, it would probably be a Nintendo Switch, because that's what I'm playing at the most, like at the moment.
The Nintendo Switch offering, like the back catalogue, is a lot smaller. So even though it's like cheaper, like looking at the year, I think Xbox Game Pass takes it, just because you do get the more like recent games that come out like day one.
And it's interesting, you know, PlayStation have not really liked this. They still want people to buy their big titles when they come out. But still, here's 700 odd games. Please come and sign up to our subscription service.
So Xbox Game Pass is easily the best out of the option. You can play it on console or PC, and you've got the first day offering games. So it's the best out of the three. For me personally, probably the PlayStation, because that's the console that I more gravitate to. Those are the games that I more enjoy. But in terms of money for value, it's definitely Xbox Game Pass.
A lot of choice for you out there at the moment. So and you know, these things do change and they do tweak and they evolve all the time. So and it's definitely sort of the direction of travel where games are going. But yeah, if you've got any thoughts or comments on anything when it comes to this this next Netflix. Oh, I nearly did it. I nearly went a whole episode without messing it up. The Netflixification, or the Spotifyification, if you will, of games. And, you know, get in touch with us, hashtag press X to continue. Now, loads of you have been getting in touch with us on that very hashtag recently. So we thought it would be a good chance to go through some of your messages. Firstly, a few episodes ago, we talked about forgotten franchises, the old games that we would love to see coming back. You can play some of those old ones now on those online stores, actually. Russ got in touch with us, who said, he wanted a new Splinter Cell. Well, Russ, good news for you, my friend. They're working on it right now. There will be a new Splinter Cell coming soon, which is exciting for you. And then this one, lovely little story here. A listener, Alex, got in touch a few weeks ago looking for tips on how to find online communities in gaming, because a lot of his mates aren't playing games anymore and he wants to get back into it. Well, another Press X listener has got in touch and they're going to be linking up on Destiny. So that's nice, isn't
so
it?
Nice.
Love that.
Cute.
Love that.
Yeah. Right then, so it's time to finish up with the Hall of Game. We've got two things going on this week. We've got our mission of cleaning it up. But also, you know, Midas, you've been here a couple of times now. We thought it's also fair, you know, we give you a chance to step up to the pearly gates of the Hall of Game and put your choice of the greatest, most prestigious title ever made into the Press X to Continue Hall of Game. So Midas, one has got to come out and then you get to put one in. So you have a little think about that while we rattle through some of these messages. Adam thinks that Uncharted 4 should go from the Hall of Game. What do you think about that?
Spicy.
Do you like Uncharted 4, son? Should have been one of the best games ever made.
I don't think it's the best game ever made, to be fair, so I'll kick it as well.
Okay,
well, I agree.
Son and Shay agree with Adam. Andy doesn't get the fuss about Halo. I mean, come on, Andy. Hey.
Wait, which Halo's in there?
Halo 3's in there.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd agree. Halo Combat Evolved or nothing.
Lots of messages here. Richard, Ruddy, MGL and Kev all think that Fortnite should go from the Hall of Game.
Oh, I don't know, because it's like that one is it's the new classic, isn't it?
Bang,
yeah, it has to stay.
I think you're right, because it's had such a sort of cultural impact. And Jet wants Dark Souls out.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's blasphemous.
Come on now.
Well, Jet, you've lost two friends there in Shay and Son. Anyway, it is over to you, Mr. Midas. What is coming out, first of all, from the prestigious, the glorious...
And choose wisely.
Choose wisely. Press X to Continue Hall of Game. What are you taking out? What are you putting in?
All right, firstly, I'm going to say it's a very, very good list. So this was not an easy choice.
It's not an easy choice.
Well, I'm taking out Command and Conquer 3. I feel personally it's the weakest of the list.
Even next to Ring Fit?
I now defended Ring Fit last. We can't keep going on about that.
Ring Fit changed the game.
Good, okay, so wait. You're saying, so Command & Conquer Red Alert is coming out of the Hall of Game. And Midas, you get to now try and put something in instead of it.
Yes.
But we're going to get to vote. So Sun and Shay, we're going to get to vote on Midas's choice. Midas. Of all the games in the world, you can pick any one.
All right, this game I shouldn't love as much as I should, and it's incredible. It is Dune Spice Wars. No, I'm only joking.
What? I was getting excited.
No, it's not. It was a joke. We are going with the shooter that's grabbed me more than any shooter ever. We are talking Apex Legends.
Where did the creature come from?
The hell is that thing?
Why did it attack?
Hey, with me! Advance together!
We may never have the answers to these burning questions, but one thing is certain. If it wasn't for the valiant actions of the legends, the devastation would have been far worse.
Apex Legends is an incredible shooter. Even if you're not into shooters, hero shooters, strategy, representation, this game is up there.
Okay, you're losing the room, Midas. This early doors. Shay, you're shaking her head. Let's have an initial reaction from Sun. What are you saying?
I agree. It's the first shooter that I got into and loved and got good at. So Midas, I'm on your side for this one.
Okay, Midas, so you're saying that Apex Legends should be considered alongside such classics as GoldenEye, Halo 3 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 in terms of how its impact.
Yeah, you heard me. I said what I said.
Okay then, right. Last words in Midas, last sentence to give it a sell before we go for a vote.
Apex is such a good shooter, like... Titanfall was incredible, and I feel like that game didn't get what it should have, and they evolved with Apex, and yeah, I just love it. There's a reason why it's gone on this long.
Now, what's interesting about Apex Legends, of course, it dropped out of nowhere. We've talked about this before. Dropped out of nowhere and became hugely popular. It twisted the battle royale genre and breathed new life into it at a time where it was getting a bit flat and a bit stale. So lots going for it. Let's vote then. Does it deserve a place instead of Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, by the way, in the prestigious Hall of Games? So, Sun, what do you think? Is Apex Legends one of the greatest games ever made to sit alongside the legends of the Press X Hall of Game? What are you saying?
Command & Conquer, I'm not a big fan of. Sorry, everyone. So, of course, for me, it's going to be, and I love Apex. So, Midas, I've got you back with this one.
Okay, Sunpai has voted Apex Legends in. Obviously, Midas is voting yes because he's put it forward. So, that's two votes. So, it comes down to me and you, Shay. Shay, when you go first, what are you saying?
I do definitely think it's the best out of all the sort of like modern battle royale games. It's just too new, though. I don't think it's not iconic like a lot of these games are. And so it's a resounding no from me.
Oh, okay. So it's a no from Shay, which means it comes down to me. And I don't have much power in this programme, right, Midas? I've, in fact, very little. But when it's a tie break, it does come down to my vote. Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're right. It is exceptionally well made. The fact it's basically a copy of Titanfall in terms of its gameplay. And Titanfall was an amazing game to play. I love the characters in it. I think it's brilliant. I love the fact that they tweaked the Battle Royale genre and gave it a bit of... Zhuzh when it needed it. Fantastic. It's lots of fun. It came out of nowhere and became a smash hit. But it, you can't put it in the same breath as Final Fantasy VII, Mario Kart, Metal Gear Solid, The Witcher, Gran Turismo, Mass Effect. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to say no. I'm sorry, pal.
I'm upset.
You know, I can like I'll get you lunch to make over it or something.
I feel great. Yeah. It's good.
Shay is way too smug for me right now.
Midas isn't going to forget this.
I'm sorry. And also, son, I'm sorry for you because I know you backed it, but also, you know, tough.
Yes.
So,
yes, sir.
It is what it is.
Well, look, we're going to let Midas sort of let some steam off in the corner now. He's just wiping the tears from his eyes. We're going to be back next week. So we'll chat to you then. Hopefully we'll all be friends by then. So there we have it. Thanks for sticking with us till the end. We are loving your dedication here on the podcast. We're going to be back with you on Tuesday for the next episode of the new Press X to continue. Bye-bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.